Redbird Explains Himself by Mary Oliver. Yes, I was the brilliance floating over the snow, and I was the song in the summer leaves. But that was only the first trick I had among my other mythologies. I also knew obedience, bring sticks to the nest, food to the young, kisses to my bride. But don't stop there. Stay with me, listen. If I was the song that entered your heart, then I was the music of your heart that you wanted and needed, and thus the wilderness bloomed there with all its followers, gardeners, lovers, people who weep for the death of rivers. And this was my true task, to be the music of the body. Do you understand? For truly, the body needs a song, a spirit, a soul, and no less to make this work, the soul has need of a body. And I am both of the earth, and I am of the inexplicable beauty of heaven, where I fly so easily, so welcome. Yes, and this is why I have been sent, to teach this to your heart. Redbird Explains Himself. Listen, if I was the song that entered your heart, then I was the music of your heart that you wanted and needed. Then this was my true task, to be the music of the body. These birds that we hear singing this morning in all these languages from all these perspectives invite us, indeed call us, to live not just in our minds where we know the names of birds and the things they do, or just in our hearts where we cling to that bird song for some bone-deep sense of hope. But they call us so essentially, these little birds, these ravens, these nightingales. They call us into the life of the body, which is a vulnerable kind of life. It is a life full of uncertainty and change. It is our human and cultural delusion that we can somehow think our way out of, or innovate our way out of, or drill our way out of the uncertainty and vulnerability of these lives on this earth. And maybe we can dodge the losses and the uncertainties for moments of time, but it always comes back. One of the songs that we hear this morning, as I said, was a poem first written by a child in the concentration camps, facing the worst uncertainty, the worst vulnerability, and then wrote this: "Try to open up your heart to beauty. Go to the woods someday and weave a wreath of memory there. Then if the tears obscure your way, you'll know how wonderful it is to be alive." Being willing to be fully here in our minds, in our hearts, and in these fallible physical beings is one of the most important parts of our shared journey. It isn't easy, but it's the greatest gift that we receive. All of this makes me think of some of the lines from another poet who writes, "I begin to believe the only sin is distance, refusal, all others stemming from this. So come, rivers, come, irrevocable futures, come, come, even joy, even now, even here.